Hello everyone, Marshfield Community Media is here at the Women Owned Business Expo. There are a lot of incredible businesses here today. All the tables are set up, and it's time to meet some amazing women. I'll be your host, Ivana Osborne, along with Kayla Reese. So let's get into it.
All right, thank you for joining us today. If you could just introduce yourself and what company you're with.
So my name is Brandy Wakis, and I'm the owner of Salty Harbor. It's an online gift shop based out of Kingston, Massachusetts.
Awesome. All right, and the question you picked out of the bowl today was, what is one piece of advice you would give to someone just starting out as an entrepreneur?
One is hard, but I think just being true to yourself and really there's a lot of competition out there, and just sticking to your instinct and doing what you love and knowing like kind of what your vision is and your brand is, and just kind of stick to it and not compare yourself too much to who else is out there, because like, again, there is so much competition that it is hard not to, but everyone is helping everyone, even if you do have the same, like even here at this event, there are so many gift shops here, but we're all different and unique, and we all have something different to offer, and we all network and help each other out. So just stay true to yourself and just do what you love, and you'll be successful.
I love that. Thank you. Any shout outs of any other businesses you want to give to that you've seen here today?
So many.
I know.
I know Nautically Northern is here, and I carry some of her items. Mm-hmm. My business, actually, I support women-owned businesses. That's what I curate for gifts. I only carry small businesses, and she's really actually one of the inspirations. She's amazing. Laurel at Nautically Northern is amazing.
You're actually the second person to shout her out, so I'm going to have to make my way over
amazing.
There.
Yeah. She really is.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, everyone, we are here at the Women Owned Business Expo. It's Ivana again. We have our next guest, and please introduce yourself.
My name is Maria Allen, and I'm the editor of the South Shore Home Life and Style magazine.
That's awesome. Can you tell me a little bit more about South Shore magazine?
Sure. So we are a quarterly lifestyle magazine, and we celebrate inspiring stories from all over the South Shore region, Quincy to Plymouth. And we tell a variety of different kinds of stories, food and drink, arts and culture, home, design and decor. And we also have our fall issue, which is an empowering women issue.
Perfect for today, right?
Yeah, it's a great tie-in.
Yeah, I love that. How did you get into the magazine business? I don't know many people that are in that field.
I've actually been in the magazine world for quite a long time now. I studied English in college and ended up getting an internship at a local magazine on the Cape when I graduated, and that was back in 2003. So it's been a long journey. I worked for another magazine for many years, and then we co-founded this magazine with my business partner, Jane Cornyn, in the spring of 2019.
Awesome. Shout out to Jane.
Yeah.
How's your day been so far? We're almost halfway through the expo today. You know, any interesting businesses that you've run into that you didn't know about before?
Yeah, I think it's had a really amazing energy here, and the space is just phenomenal for having this many vendors in one place. And one of the things that I always think is interesting, I communicate with a lot of small businesses through email or over the phone typically, and this is such a great opportunity to see everybody face to face, you know, getting to spend time, see their products, hold them, you know, meet a lot of new people. So that's been really fun.
Yeah, it has been really fun. I've spent a lot of money today just with all the different, like you mentioned, holding the product.
Yeah.
And once you have it in your hand, it's like, oh, I need to have it.
And it's amazing. They're all like South Shore, you know, women. So it's really great.
Yeah. Who would have known that there's so many talented women on the South Shore? And then we had you pick your fun question out of the bowl. So your question is, you are undoubtedly busy. What are some ways that you take care of yourself and maintain good mental health?
Yeah, I am busy. I'm a mom as well, so there's a lot of time spent bringing my son around to different sporting events and things like that. But I think a couple of things that I do, I try to take time to get outside, and I have a dog, so I'll walk the dog, or I'll take walks along the Cape Cod Canal. I live down that way. I also listen to a lot of empowering podcasts and music and just things that kind of like help me de-stress and like learn new things. And it's something that I enjoy. I got these great headphones so I can do it while I do the dishes and, you know, other things around the house too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that you're taking care of business and also taking care of yourself.
Yeah, that's, you know, you learn something new and, you know, get some good ideas for other stories coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was great having you.
Yeah.
Is there anyone else you'd like to shout out that maybe we should have on the podcast next? Any other women here?
Oh, there is so many great women here today. I'm trying to think who would be. I think they're called Something Good. It's a group that where they raise money for local charities. So,
oh, yes, I did see them. Yeah. They would be great to have on the podcast.
Yeah.
You want to talk about empowering women. That's what their business is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, of course, like women, the women who have the Salt Cave in Scituate, they're really awesome. They have such like cool products and lots of great programming and
awesome.
Fun booth, too.
Yeah, we love it. All right. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. And we will be back with our next guest. All right, everyone. We are back here at the Women Owned Business Expo. We have our next guest, Jessica. Jessica, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Jessica Pinierko. I own Anchor Watch Marketing, and I am vice chair of the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce and chair of our Women in Business group and chair of this awesome event.
Yes, this event truly is awesome.
Thank you.
Can you tell us what inspired you to start this whole expo?
Yeah, it was kind of a thought I had probably about a year and a half ago. I am a service-based business, and I know, like, as a chamber, we have a lot of events that are really great for people who sell stuff, and that's awesome for them. But there's those of us that, like, I don't have a brick and mortar store, and I don't sell something physical for people to buy. And so I really wanted to, even, you know, part of my decision to get more involved in the chamber was to bring more opportunities for service-based businesses. And I love, love, love women's empowerment stuff. So it really meant so much to me. And then when I saw this space, I was like, this is too good to pass up. And so we went from there.
Yeah, this space is amazing. I know people can't see it listening, but it's a whole sound stage that you could literally do anything here.
Anything.
Yeah.
Anything.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that it's so empowering. I walked around a few times and I met women that I've never met before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, just connected with so many different people that I never thought I'd meet.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if you can say as the director of this event, but do you have a favorite table besides your own?
Oh, I mean, I've learned about so many businesses. I will say, though, I just went and dropped a good amount of money at Cove Lane Pottery. She makes these little handmade, you know, like espresso cups and plates out of clay, and they're so amazing. Also, I went and hit up BFF Kitchen. They do all these different rubs. I know, there's so many. We've even got, like, our nonprofits that are here, including you guys.
Yeah.
But like Alice's House is over there, you know, meeting people, letting them know about what they do and their mission and ways for people to get involved. I don't know, all of it. I love all of it. It's amazing.
And so we have your fun question that you picked out of the bowl.
Yes.
Your question is, what are some patterns you've noticed over the years about women at work and things that they could be doing better to advance their career?
Yeah. You know, I came from a corporate background, which was very male toxic. And that was part of my motivation to start my own business. But I think really women tend to just underestimate what they can do. I think that like society tells us that women are in competition with each other all the time. But this event is a perfect example of this. This has been nothing but positivity. Everyone's so supportive of each other. They're helping each other. Women actually are like, we want everyone to do well. And I think that like getting out of our heads, asking for help and believing that we can do as much or more likely more than our male counterparts.
For sure.
And I think that, you know, women are moving more towards that. There's a lot of people starting their own businesses and following passions and, you know, getting off the hamster wheel to live a better life because they believe in themselves. And so that to me, like, I love seeing that, that women are like really starting to like invest in themselves more.
That's awesome. Today has been very inspiring.
Thank you. I love that.
Yes. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for coming.
I have another fun question.
Okay.
That's in the bowl, but you didn't pick it, but
okay.
You get double because you're that great. What pop song do you think represents your business ethic?
Oh.
You could take a second to think about it.
Huh.
I think about like Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys. That's my theme
song. Yeah. I like Who Run the World.
Yes.
Love it.
Can't go wrong with Beyonce.
I did make this playlist today, so I had a lot of fun with that.
The playlist is fire.
Thank you. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. I'm going to say Who Run the World.
Okay.
Because I really think it's actually women. And if we put women in charge of more things, I think the world would be a better place. So.
Amen. I agree.
Absolutely.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I think that's where we should stop.
All right. We're not going to get better than that.
Yeah, we're not going to get better than that. All right. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. And thank you for coming today and getting this event out to more people.
Yes, of course. And we will be back with our next guest. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with our next guest. She is dressed fabulously. I wish you guys could see. But what is your name and what is your business?
My name is Vanessa Konecki, and I am a research administrator. I work with companies that have research funding and biotech to help them manage their research funds so they can have research for longer.
That sounds awesome. It sounds complicated, but awesome.
Well, so that's what I do for money. What I actually do for fun, though, and this is like my real mission, is I have a podcast called Stop Shitting All Over Yourself. So that's actually what I do. It just doesn't pay the bills.
Yeah. Sometimes your passion is just your passion.
Just the bad. It's just you do it. I make money so that I can do my passion.
We love that here. And what has been your favorite table so far, if you have one? After you did your rounds here?
You know what? The boudoir, the pouting room. The pouting room has been my favorite.
Yeah.
Stephanie Kimball, I believe, is the photographer. And she does boudoir photography. And what I love about it is that I feel like so many of us we spend so much time angry at our bodies, not liking our bodies. It's a really common thing. And it's so sad because that's the stories we've been told for so long. And what I love about her booth and just her whole idea and her whole vision is that you can love your body, you can love yourself. And like through her photography, you actually get to know yourself in a different way. So I actually came here because I knew she was here. And I actually wanted to come and support her. She has a great booth. She's a great photographer. She's really funny. And she has a very interesting little, what's the thing that we had when we were kids that you could...
Oh, the viewfinder?
The viewfinder that you put the little circle thing in and then you look at it. She's got one on her table. So if you're in the area, go pick it up and take a look. It's definitely worth looking at.
Yeah, for sure. I got to meet Stephanie and she's so inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that I did not think I would be inspired today at the expo. I thought it would just be like buttoned up businessy type of thing. But then there's a boudoir photo booth and it's like
Don't worry, nobody's naked in the booth.
Not like that. Sorry. Let me reword. Oh my gosh.
Don't worry, everyone's wearing clothes here, I promise.
Yeah, but she's here telling us about her business and she's very inspiring to other women in a way that is unexpected.
Yep.
Because you also have to love yourself. You not just loving what you do and helping other people, you gotta love you. And it starts with you. So are there any other people that you'd like to shout out or?
Yes, actually, South Shore Women's Business Network is here also. And that booth is, if you are a small business owner in the South Shore, then I cannot recommend that you check out the South Shore Women's Business Network enough. We support a charity every quarter. We give back to the community. For us, we have a real passion for, it's not a network that is designed around what can you do for me, but it's what can I do for you. So every member is looking for that. And so Lynn is here. She's been sitting there. We've been talking to people. And the environment is very matrixy here. So like if anyone hasn't been here, it's really cool. It looks like you're in a surreal environment. So you can almost rebuild, you're like dive right into networking again in the matrix with SSWBN.
Yes, love that. Okay, so I have to ask, what inspired your outfit? I know, like I said, people can't see what you're wearing, but could you explain?
What I'm wearing. So So what I'm wearing is the same thing I wear every time I leave the house. So I only have one outfit, but I have 8 shirts. I have 8 pairs of jeans. I have 1 pair of boots and my horns. So I believe that it's about the Maleficent horns that I'm wearing. And I'm autistic. I have ADHD and I have a lot of anxiety. And I have fibromyalgia. So each of the items of clothing that I wear took me a while to pick based off of how soft the clothing is, like, so that it doesn't hurt my skin. And I built my outfit very deliberately and slowly so that I could wear the same thing all the time so that I didn't get anxious about what I wore when I left the house. And I wear the horns because everybody sees the horns and they're like, oh my God, the horns are so cool. So they do a lot of the heavy lifting for me. Like, there's a conversation piece immediately, so it alleviates my anxiety. So my whole outfit is designed to make it so that we have something to talk about so that I do not have anxiety. So the inspiration came from terror, sheer terror.
We've all been there. Honestly, I'm scared right now doing this podcast.
Doing great.
Thank you. This is my first time hosting a podcast and I've been sweating since I've started.
I'm going to tell you, I've been doing podcasts for years. I would not have known.
Oh, well,
I would absolutely not have known. I sat down and it's just sort of, so FYI, it doesn't show at all.
I think I have a new career path, ladies and gentlemen. So my last question is going to be from the bowl of fun questions.
Ooh, bowl of fun questions.
Yeah.
I love bowl of fun questions. Okay. That I'm going to pick. This is my bowl of fun questions. Okay, the fun question is, if you could have dinner with any 3 people, dead or alive, who would it be and why? Oh my gosh, this is interesting.
That one's kind of deep.
That is a deep one. I mean, it's the right one for me, I think. If I could have dinner with any 3 people, dead or alive. Okay, I would have dinner with Alok Menon because they have such a beautiful way of dealing with adversity and discrimination, and there's just so much gentleness and love that it is not, I would love to sit and pick their brain about how how they do it, how they do it. The other person, it would be Snoop Dogg. Oh my gosh,
yes.
I would do anything to sit in a room with Snoop Dogg. Like, I would roll his blunts, and I don't do a good job at it, but I would I would do anything.
Maybe have some freestyle rap moments.
I mean, he's amazing. Like, I love him so much. And then I got to be honest, my mom is dead. And so I would sit at dinner with my mother. She died years and years and years ago. But now that I have been away from her for almost 20 years now, I was 25 and now somewhere in the math isn't going to work out there, but it's about 20 years ago. I was about 25. As an adult now, someone with 20 more years of experience who is now closer to her age when she passed. God, first I want to tell her, dude, you were right about everything. You were right. I was wrong.
Mom is always right.
But I just want to ask some questions, right? Like,
yeah.
That about things I didn't know. So yeah. So we'd have Alok, Snoop Dogg, and my mom.
I think that's the best combo anyone could ever come up with.
It's true. That's a good question.
Yeah, right? I did not write that question.
I know. So
I have to give them credit. I have to give Kayla credit. She's not here right now, but shout out to Kayla.
Like, here you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
It was really great meeting you.
It's so nice to meet you.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of the expo.
You as well.
All right. Thank you. We will be back with our next guest. All right, everyone. We are back at the Women Owned Business Expo, and we have our next guest. Your name is?
Stephanie Knaus from The Pouting Room.
Can you tell me more about The Pouting Room?
Absolutely. So I am a woman's boudoir and empowerment photographer. So I help women feel comfortable in their skin at this moment in time because we are inundated by such negativity, whether it's, you know, social media or about beauty standards, that it's unattainable and we beat ourselves up about it. So this gives you an experience to really connect with yourself, right? And feel good and beautiful, because we all deserve to feel that way, even though we won't allow ourselves to do that sometimes. So that's why I love what I do.
Yeah, that's a really good point. I was talking to a guest before that she shouted you out that you should be on the podcast next.
Oh, awesome.
And we were saying how inspiring it is, like what you do is so inspiring in a different way because...
No, it's all about inclusivity.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, we see model-esque type shape bodies and we're think like that's what we should be.
Yeah.
And that's not true at all. And we're born with what we're born with, right? Mm-hmm. And so you can fight that as much as you want. And a lot of women will tell me, oh, I'll come when I lose 10 pounds. But unless you change your mindset, it doesn't matter if you lose that 10 pounds, because if you don't like yourself, you're still not going to like yourself. But yeah. We think, oh, if I just do this, I'll feel good.
Yeah.
So I tell people, it's funny, because at the booth, a lot of people walk by and like, oh, I couldn't do that. And I say, well, why not? Why? Oh, I don't have the confidence to do that. And I said, that's why you should do it.
Yeah.
Because what it does is it makes you build up your confidence, right? And feel better about yourself. And a lot of my clients, it carries over. The experience really lives within them. And then the photographs are like the tangible takeaway, right? So when you're having a not so good day, because there's days we don't like ourselves, and that's okay. As long as we don't beat ourselves up over it, you can pull those pictures out and be like, oh yeah, I know that. Mm-hmm. I know that girl. She's in there, you know, and it's a reminder. So that's why I love what I do.
Yeah, I think it's true how people say you have to like yourself first before you go out and venture into your next goals. And I think what you're doing is really giving people that confidence. So that's really, really awesome.
Thank you.
So we have your fun question that you picked out of the bowl. And your question is, if you were going to live on a desert island but could only take one thing, what would it be?
Okay, so I'm going to say my camera, right? Because that's what I do. And I love to I love photography. So it's probably not the best choice of an item to bring, but that's what I would bring.
It would keep you occupied.
That's right. It would keep me busy.
Yeah. And inspired, maybe. Right. You never know. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my next question is, if you were able to walk around, I don't know if you were able to like see other tables, but is there a favorite table you had besides your own?
Favorite table.
Or any other women you'd like to shout out that are here
today? There's a woman who is making like basket type jewelry that looked really beautiful.
Yeah.
It was very unique. That was really cool. Everybody's been great, like welcoming and friendly. And yeah, I think everybody has their own flair.
Yeah, for sure. Everyone's super talented.
Yeah.
There's things that were made that I was like, I didn't know someone could make that.
Exactly.
There's like seashells with paintings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cool. Really, really empowering. I'm glad to be a woman today.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Every day, but more so today. Well, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you. And I would just say, if you're a woman and you have a body, you need to come see me.
Yeah.
And the studio's in Marion, Mass.
You heard that here first, right here on the podcast.
Right here.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be back with our next guest. Well, that does it for today. Here at the Women Owned Business Expo, on behalf of Marshfield Community Media, we'd like to thank all of the guests for joining us today. I've been your host, Ivana Osborne, along with Kayla Reese. I would like to thank the Marshfield Chamber of Commerce for having us, and thank you for listening.